Chapter 4. Learning the Job. Later that same morning, Pierrot bought two more dogs, Joe and Billy. They were brothers and looked similar, but they had very different personalities. Billy was very friendly and good-natured, but Joe was the exact opposite. When they arrived at the camp, all the dogs behaved differently towards Joe and Billy. Buck was pleasant to them. Dave didn't even look at them, and Spitz wanted to fight them. Billy waved his tail at Spitz in a friendly way, but Spitz didn't want to be friends. Instead, he bit Billy until Billy cried in pain. Spitz started to fight Joe, too, but Joe fought back fiercely. Each time Spitz attacked him, Joe was waiting to bite Spitz, too. In the end, Spitz stopped trying to show that he was stronger and stopped the fight. In the afternoon, Francois and Pierrot bought three more dogs, and finally in the evening, Pierrot came into the camp with an old dog called Solex, which means the angry one. Solex was covered in old dog bites and only had one eye. When he walked slowly into the camp, all the other dogs, even Spitz, were frightened and didn't go near him. That night, Buck didn't know where to sleep. At first, he went to sleep with Francois and Pierrot in the warmth of their tent, but they sent him out into the cold night. He walked around the camp in the freezing air and didn't know what to do. Then he had an idea. "I look for the other dogs and see where they're sleeping," he decided. Buck looked for the other dogs, but he couldn't find them. Again he walked around the camp, feeling very miserable. Suddenly, near Francois and Pierrot's tent, something moved under him, and his front feet fell into a hole in the snow. At first, Buck was surprised and frightened, but then he felt warm air. The warm air was coming from the hole. Buck put his nose near the hole and smelt a familiar dog smell. "Ah, so this is how dogs sleep here," he thought. "They make holes in the snow and sleep in them." Buck quickly made his own hole and got into it. The heat from his body warmed up the space, and in a minute Buck was asleep. During the night, more snow fell and covered him completely, but he continued sleeping. In the morning, the noises of the camp woke Buck up. At first, he didn't know where he was. He opened his eyes, but he couldn't see anything. Everything around him was white. The night snow covered his face, and he couldn't see the sky. He jumped out of the hole and shook the snow off his body. Then he saw the camp covered in new white snow, and he remembered where he was. Francois and Pierrot were busy packing the sleds. They soon finished, and they were ready to leave. Together, the two men and the nine dogs made a courier team. Their job was to carry mail to the people in the towns near the goldfields. The men collected the dogs together and put them in their harnesses. The harnesses were joined in a line, and the men considered carefully where to put each dog. Dave was the sled dog, the last dog in the line nearest to the sled. Buck was just in front of him, and Solex was in front of Buck. The most experienced and dominant dog was Spitz, so he was the leader at the front. The other five dogs were harnessed in a single line between Spitz and Solex. The men put Buck between Dave and Solex so that the two dogs could teach him what to do. Buck was a good pupil, and he learned quickly and well, and soon his teammates stopped paying attention to him. For the rest of the day, each dog did his own part of the work and didn't pay any attention to the others. As time passed, Francois used his whip less. At the end of the day, Pierrot lifted up Buck's feet and examined them carefully. He wanted to be certain there were no cuts or stones in Buck's feet and that they weren't frozen. "You're an important member of the team, Buck," Pierrot said, "and you have to be healthy to do your work."